Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archive podcasts of this radio show and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage. ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Hey, it's Saturday. It hit the fan. It's Saturday. Are you here?
I'm here.
Talk to us in the radio world here.
Am I there?
Oh, bang on the microphone cables there. It's always something.
No, I'm still not.
Keep working. Testing 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3.
Are we on live radio?
Now I am. I can hear
this
it now.
This is live radio.
This is live radio, yes.
Melissa Sargent, how are you, Melissa?
I'm alive and well. Alive and well.
And you went to a concert last night and you're
still
functioning?
Yes, I was singing with Garth Brooks last night. You know, friends in low places.
I see. Well, welcome here. It's history as always, the El Paso History Radio Show. We do history of El Paso, whether you like it or not.
And, you know, that's right. You're going to get some history regardless.
Well, we're finding out most people like it because people are not taught their history, generally speaking, in the schools here.
This show's been around for how long? So obviously we're doing something right.
Actually, this is my first day of my 17th year of doing this every Saturday morning. It's been a while here. But in the days gone by, we've always told people that Texas history begins in El Paso. There's a reason for that.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, because it does.
It does. It starts right here.
How about that? So you can find us all over the place, 690, where else?
And you can also go to ktsmradio.com, and you can click on the iHeartRadio link, and then you can listen to us all over the planet, or in Mars, or Jupiter, wherever you are at that
time. Wherever you happen to be.
That's right. As long as you can get an internet connection, you can get us.
Trivia today, correct?
Yes, yes, yes. We're going to have our option today, of course, is $20 in food coupons to Pepe's in Canutillo in Hour 1, or an El Paso Gold DVD.
Got a pile of them sitting there. What are we going to push today?
Oh, my God.
I brought a bunch of new ones in.
I can't read
them. But actually, they're all old ones, actually.
There we go.
All the new ones are old ones.
Oh, Tom Lee's. We've got Revolution Sites, Gunfight Seal, West the Smelter, Ghost Stories, 2, 3, 4.
Mexican Revolutions. We'll push that one today.
That's a good one today. Okay, let's push that one today.
All right. We've got that coming up, either that or Pepe's. And, oh, should we just warn Pepe we plan to come out there?
Yeah.
Warn Pepe now. Pepe, we're showing up.
Pepe.
Oh, and when we do the trivia, we'll have our guest pick an Oñate special.
Ah, there you go.
Why the heck not? Speaking of guests, we got some people in here
talking
about the history of women. And women do have a history, correct?
Yes, they do.
Ah, that's what I've heard.
Just ask us.
I can imagine.
We will tell you.
We're about to find out because UTEP is honoring women. Hearing all about it today, Dr. Gina Nunez Macheri.
Yes,
good morning. Talking to the gizmo there. Sergio, you got this lady on the mic over here? Very good. And also, you have with us Dr. P.J. Vieira. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome here.
Good morning.
Now, you're doing gender studies from the wrong perspective. No.
There's no wrong perspective when it comes to history.
Or gender.
Good answer.
But he had a good one when he walked in. I said, wait, I thought it was all girls today. We were kicking Jackson out of the studio. And he says, well, my name's P.J., so... You don't know. I mean, it could work.
We're not going there. But we're going to talk about women's studies at UTEP. Why is this important? Because somebody found out you had 100 years of women at UTEP?
Yes, we had a freshman student taking a freshman course and opened a book, and there was one line. Women were allowed on UTEP 1916. And mm-hmm. She found our office, came in, and declared, do you know it's been 100 years since women have been allowed at UTEP? And I said, allowed? She says, yes, it says right here, one line in a book.
Well, also,
all it said.
Well, in fairness, it's been 101 years since men were allowed.
Well, we've just celebrated our centennial, PJ, so.
102 years.
It's 102 years now.
See?
We
it's
were
not,
here.
Not
I was
far
here
apart.
2 years ago. We talked about that.
Yes, indeed. With the doctor was in. And we had Dr. Natalicio. So you managed to get through a centennial, and now you got this woman's. Tell us about the women's study business in general at UTEP, because that's a whole department, right?
Yes, we have a women's studies, women and gender studies department, and we've been around for a few years already. We have some of our founding faculty members that are still working at UTEP, Dr. Stout and Dr. Mimi Gladstein. So we have a major, a minor, and a graduate certificate in women and gender studies. And I don't know if people know this, but after the election, all of a sudden, there's a surge of wanting to know more about women's rights and women's history and why knowing about gender is important in our country and in the world.
So you have a whole department about this.
We have an academic program in the College of Liberal Arts, and we're a very busy program. We have a lot of foot traffic. We have a lot of students, a lot of alumni, a lot of faculty walking to our office, and we've created a space for us to learn about history, about women in the humanities, in art and culture, in the sciences, for us to come together and discuss why does it matter? You know, what are the contributions of women to science? What are the contributions to women in history? And so here we are discussing 100 years of women's history at UTEP.
Would you say it's because that women have not actually been in the forefront of things?
Well, you know, when people started going to school first, it was men going to school first, right. And women were not often given that opportunity. So a lot of our history books were written by men, and they tended to focus on what men in different societies were doing. So when women started coming back entering the universities, and they started saying, well, all these books only focus on men. Why? Because men were studying men. So as women started coming into the academy, into the academia and history, anthropology, and the different fields, they started paying attention to what women were doing. How were they contributing as hunters and gatherers? How were they contributing in, you know, raising children and creating citizens all over the world? So we began to revise history. And so we began to pay attention to what women were doing and writing about them.
Well, this was 1916 was the first year the women were allowed.
Yes.
And who were those women? Do we remember or...
The first two women were Ruth Brown and Grace O'Dell. And Ruth Brown is a fascinating history in that there was nothing that prevented women from enrolling at UTEP in 1914. As a matter of fact...
Well, that was when it was a school of mines, correct?
It was a school of mines through 1927. Mm-hmm. So we're going, you know, 16 years or so as a mining engineering school. But it's a part of the University of Texas, and that's what gets lost sometime in the history. And now the University of Texas itself was founded or established in 1881, and the state legislature said that it would be a co-educational institution. Okay? They were following in the steps of Baylor, which was the first university in Texas to become co-educational, and so they wanted to make sure that women were admitted to the university. And it even says so in the bylaws. It even says so in the catalog. And the School of Mines, when it opened in 1914, was operating under the University of Texas catalog. And as a matter of fact, a woman, we don't know who, wrote a letter asking for an application in 1914. But whether she submitted it or not, we don't know. Certainly didn't join it. But in 1914, engineering was not a big career for women. It was not an acceptable career for women. What were the careers for women back in the early 20th century? Well, teaching, librarian.
Nursing.
Exactly. Yeah. But it was teaching. And that's what cracked it open. Because another thing we also forget about Texas history is that Texas is one of the last states in the Union to require children to go to school. They didn't pass a law about that until 1915. And when that law was passed, all of a sudden now there's a demand for teachers mm-hmm. in El Paso. And being the remote and isolated region that we are, well, those teachers, a lot of them were going to have to be homegrown. Mm-hmm. And that's when they started the conversation about, well, could we just add some liberal arts courses to the School of Mines? It's a state school. Why not? And the Board of Regents agreed. And they allowed a new curriculum to be added. And Ruth Brown and Grace O'Dell were the pioneers. Ruth's father, Charles Brown, actually helped craft that first year curriculum. Ruth had already been accepted to the University of Kansas. She had received a scholarship. But after they worked out that curriculum, she agreed to stay in El Paso, thus becoming a pioneer at UTEP.
Was that person any relation to Kate Moore Brown?
I do not know.
Because Kate Moore Brown was big in the women's club right about that same exact time. And Kate Moore Brown, I believe, was the first graduate of El Paso High School. So back in that era, I was just with the Brown name. I was just curious.
Yeah. Because there was some teaching going on, but it wasn't at the formal education level of a university and such, because there were some schools, mostly for boys, of course, at that time. So, very fascinating, though.
So the history of UTEP, as it goes back through two different names, it started at what was the official full name? It wasn't just the College of Mines.
It was the State School of Mines and Metallurgy.
Metallurgy, okay. Yeah. And so we really haven't had much metallurgy going on there in a few decades, correct?
No, actually, it's the opposite.
Really?
Still have a metallurgy department. Oh. We still have a degree in metallurgy. Mining disappeared in 1964.
And 65. The miners are still the miners.
Yeah, but we're still the miners.
You got to be somebody. What do we need to know about this? Because a lot of people are not aware that you have a department like this, you have a movement like this. What are your thoughts, Melissa?
Well, in the women's studies, now, does this go into a full degree program?
Yes.
Or is this just part of a degree? Like, I mean, where would they go from this point? Women's studies, where do they go from here?
So we have different foci. So we have students who come in women's studies, and they focus on the humanities.
Mm-hmm.
Or they focus on women's health and reproductive justice. So that's something that's been really attractive to women. Or women who want to study human trafficking or domestic violence, interpersonal violence. And I've had students who are majors who are interested in working for FBI, okay, Homeland Security, addressing the safety of women in the world.
Okay. Yeah, try to see that connection, because a lot of times you see people in the certain things they're studying and you can't connect it with the world beyond school.
Absolutely. So I'm really interested. I usually ask students, what attracted you here?
Yeah.
And so recently I interviewed a nurse who said, you know, I was really active in the women's movement, and we still have a lot of work to do. So I'm going to come back. I'm going to finish this degree because I started this. And I was really tickled by that.
Interesting,
because she's
yeah.
a full-time nurse. But she has a desire to come back. And so what's been really popular in our program is our online classes. So for people who want to take courses in women and gender studies, you can consider an online class. You can still have a full-time life, a full-time job.
And still get that training.
And get that training, get that awareness. And that people come in excited. Yesterday I saw a woman maybe in her 50s who said, mm-hmm. you know, I was going to study social work, but I'm going to change my major. I want to be women's studies. This is what I want to study. And the woman was really adamant. And we were in the middle of stuffing bags for our conference and everything. And here's this woman adamant about why she wants to come and become a women's studies major.
Well, here, stuff some bags while you're telling me, okay?
what do you learn as a student when you walk in and do that? What do your courses tell you?
So they tell you about what has been oftentimes excluded from the textbooks or from our history. They tell you about the demographics of the inequities of pay, of salary, right? Women are still getting paid more than a woman is, even for the same education and same experience.
Aren't there laws about that now?
There's laws about that, and there's some small changes that have taken place, or some would say significant changes, but we still have a lot to do in terms of gender parity and gender equity. And we look at other countries that have paid maternity leave. We have other countries that have more diversity in their boards, you know, CEOs, more women CEOs. We still have a long ways to go.
Well, you also look at other countries, and you find women don't even exist.
Well, yeah. They exist, but not necessarily.
They're nowhere
in
to be found in government. I mean, a friend of mine worked in Saudi Arabia for several years, and he told me the most detailed thing you can figure out about women in Saudi Arabia. There was a 17-story office building with one woman's room on the first floor, period. I mean, that was it. Women were not expected to be there.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm talking about. You talk about you're not getting enough compared to some other place. Well, goodness, what about people like that?
Somalia and other countries like that.
What do you do about that kind of stuff?
I mean, well, it brings global awareness. Now we know, you know, we actually have had more women chiefs of state in Africa, in the Middle East, than we have ever had. We've never had a woman president of the United States. So there's a lot of things that we have moved forward on, but we also look at other countries to see what they're doing to bring awareness, to bring equity, to change laws. And we're learning in a comparative perspective, and we're learning in a global perspective. So this week we have the Women's History Conference, and it's our 8th annual Women's History Conference. We have someone coming in from the United Nations. We have someone visiting us from Cuba. We have someone visiting us providing an Arab perspective, Middle Eastern perspective. And so that gives our students a global perspective, a comparative perspective, for us to be reflective of the changes we've made, but also where other women are, right, in that search for parity and equity.
And sooner or later, we'll be perfect.
I'm hoping.
We're heading there anyway.
Well, at least, how about more just and more fair?
More
right?
fair. Fair enough. All right, we're talking about all kinds of things here about women's studies at the University of Texas, El Paso. Dr. Gina Nunez-Mimsheri, and Dr. P.J. Vieira.
Vieira.
Okay.
Luxia.
Well, let's get all those syllables in there.
I know.
And we're gonna have to take a break here. We do that here on this radio program where we go sell some soap, come back. Oh, and we got to figure out what to do about that Oñate special. Let me get the menu.
Yes.
Let me find the menu.
Do you want to do that after the trivia or do you want to do that beforehand?
It's part of the trivia. Whichever way you want. What do you got in the way of trivia?
Well, what we have is... The first question we have is, what year did the first women enroll at the State School of Mines and Metallurgy, which is, of course, now UTEP?
Say that again?
It's a long one. What year did the first women enroll in the previous UTEP?
The current location of the
UTEP,
college,
which was
UTEP.
The College of Mines, yes. What year was that?
Just the year.
Yes, I apologize. I had dental surgery this week, so I'm kind of lisping all over the place, though.
Can I talk to you good? Okay. So what do they have to do to figure this out? Oh, we got these prizes to give away, some Pepe's
food.
Yes,
we got $20 in food at Pepe's in Canutillo, or you can have a El Paso Gold DVD, which we're pushing the Mexican Revolution today, as well as we've got the Ghost Stories 2, 3, and 4, Smelter, Gunfight Seal, West, and there's another one, Celebration of Our Centuries, which is a really good, and Tom Lee's.
The Mexican Revolution was planned in El Paso, Texas,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of weird when you figure it out, because they weren't safe in Juarez.
Oh, no.
To be over there planning a revolution, they were safe in El Paso,
yeah.
which is where they could buy all their guns and all their ammo and all
amazing
the uniforms.
Amazing history. That involved more than just Mexico.
So that video is a tour of places in downtown El Paso where things occurred like that. So you can get that DVD, or you can get yourself $20 at Pepe's, or if you have to answer that question.
That's
oh, we have another question right behind that one, right?
That's right.
We're going to find out what that is when they call in, right?
That's right.
Okay, so find out how to get this stuff.
That's right. They can call us at 915-544-5876, 915-544-KTSM.
You sure? Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the Juan and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Crawford Buick GMC was just chosen best place to buy a used car again. And we're celebrating with a giant meltdown sale. We're going to melt down our huge inventory by melting down our already low prices. If you don't buy your next vehicle from Crawford, you'll pay too much. All brands, cars, trucks, SUVs, luxury or economy. Top credit union and bank financing options. Are you upside down? We'll get you right side up. Period. Crawford Used Cars, next to the airport, Montana and Airway. CrawfordBuickGMC.com. If you didn't buy from Crawford, you pay too much.
Hey, News Radio 690 listeners. You always tune in to us to stay informed. Well, here's one you need to know about. The happiest day on earth is the Sun City Craft Beer Fest, powered by iHeartMedia. It's happening Saturday, April 29th, 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Downtown Convention Center Plaza. Check out over 150 craft beers, plus live music, art, giant beer games, free brewing lessons from the pros, food trucks, a liquor garden, and a lot more. The Sun City Craft Beer Fest, April 29th, presented by El Paso Live. Find out more at SunCityBeerFest.com.
Which El Paso candidate for mayor will you be voting for? And do you know the issues impacting the race? Well, here's your chance to find out.
Join us on News Radio 690 every Saturday to hear where the candidates stand on the arena, jobs, taxes, immigration, and much more. Live on El Paso's only local political show, Talk El Paso.
Be a part of Talk El Paso by calling in during the show and speak to the candidates. Tune in every Saturday at noon.
Special mayoral editions of Talk El Paso brought to you by National Furniture Liquidators.
When it comes to value, quality, and selection,
nobody beats Shorty.
Save thousands on the Michael Phelps Swim Spas and Hot Tubs by Master Spas and build your dream backyard at the Hot Tub and Swim Spa Expo at Sunland Park Mall this weekend. For details, log on to BigSpaExpo.com or call 855-BIG-EXPO.
iHeartRadio is the easy-to-use app for music and radio. Your music collection and your favorite radio stations in one place. So easy, in fact, that no matter where you go, you can stay connected to your music and stations.
I'm Katy Perry, and this is iHeartRadio. Keep the music coming.
When you hear your favorite song on the radio, download it to your phone and listen all you want. Create an artist station by typing in your favorite artist's name.
Hi, I'm Ed Sheeran. Music and radio in one free app, iHeartRadio.
The easy-to-use app for music and radio. Download the free iHeartRadio app now.
Now, more of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
A lot going on here. We got microphones that are happening.
I know. There it is.
We've got Mexican food that's happening, and we've got a show following us today at noon 02.
Today's the mayoral forum, isn't it?
They're starting the forum today. Andrew and Paul are going to be in here talking for a full hour on 690.
That's right.
They're also going to dump it onto Facebook as well, but they're going to talk to a couple of candidates today.
Yeah, and they're doing a good job.
Well, so far, so good. I think they have DeMargo in today, so we'll see how that goes. We have some history lessons to get to before we get to the trivia, which is sitting there ready to go. We got Richard on the phone, 544-5876. There's a line open in the second question.
That's right.
Which we don't know what the answer is either.
That should be
the
one if you were listening.
The experts are sitting here. We can ask them. All right, history lessons. The Harvey Girls of El Paso. They're going to meet Monday, April the 10th at 2017. That would be the year, 2017. Got that? But it's the Union Station Passenger Depot, 700 San Francisco, 2 to 4 p.m. The program, Collections of Fred Harvey's Legacy. Press Deerkup's going to present. Listen to the whistle of freight trains and smelling the smoke. And senders. I thought they don't do that anymore.
No, Press is going to bring her pipe.
They don't do that anymore. But anyway, 591-2326 on that one. Southwest Chapter Railway Locomotive Historical Society. They're meeting on Wednesday the 12th, St. Timothy's Lutheran Church on Montwood, just off of Lee Trevino, at 6 to 8 p.m. Program is History of the Railway Post Office. It's a dinner thing presented by Woody Bear. He doesn't present the dinner, but
maybe he's making tacos.
I don't know.
Throwing hamburgers.
That's $10. Call them up, 540-9660. And you've got more.
Well, there's more. Yes. The El Paso Corral of Westerners is having their meeting Friday, April 21st at the Country Inn and Suites at 99 Sunland Park Drive. And that's from 6 to 9 p.m. And their program this year is Constable John Selman and Perry Greer. Not this year, this month. John Selman and Perry Greer is presented by Keith and Everett Erickson. It's a father and son program, and the cost is only $20 for the dinner, and visitors are welcome, but you must RSVP by calling 759-9538 by April 17th. Then the El Paso Rio Grande chapter of the Daughters of the Texas Revolution will meet on April 21st. And oh my gosh, I should have written this down. Okay. April 21st, the lady's name, I always mess it up, at the Royal States, 435 South Mesa Hills.
Give it a shot.
At 11 a.m. And the program is Ballet Legacy of Ingborg Hauser, is what I want to say, but it's.
Huser.
I don't think it's.
She's not screaming in there just yet.
She's ignoring me. That's all right. Good. Hauser. Well, I'm saying Hauser. No.
Whatever.
I should remember, but whatever. Okay, but call them and they'll tell you what it is. And the luncheon program is only $10 and visitors are welcome. And information, give them a call at 760-5775. And I want to throw in a real quick push for the Rose Gardens. If you've not been out there, oh my gosh,
I want to go.
It's insane. I mean, I have a bunch of roses in my yard, which I'm kind of tickled because they look almost as good as theirs. But there are so many varieties and it smells so good and it's gorgeous. Everybody should get out there if not been out there.
What's the intersection?
Piedras?
Copia
and the crossover, the pedestrian bridge. There's a school.
Aurora.
Or is it Aurora? Well, I'm glad you know.
Crockett. Across the street from Crockett Elementary.
That's what it is, yes. Those noisy children.
I went there. I know it.
Oh, that's right.
That thing's been around forever. That
Rose
Garden's been there
though.
Forever.
I mean, it's a great little place to go.
It is. All right. And it smells good.
And you could have weddings there, which is perfect, too. So.
Yeah, I don't need too many of those, but other people. Let's get on with this.
Okay,
we got PJ Vieira in here along with Dr. Gina M. Shiri. I'm getting better at this.
Yes.
And we've asked them to pick a special for the Oñate special today. What do y'all come up with?
Okay, the special today is green chile cheese enchiladas.
Ah, there we go. Ah. Green chile cheese. And what makes them special?
That's right.
They're only $6.
$6. You can't go
wrong. Normally they're 10. Knocked down because we said so. Hey, Pepe, it's the green chili cheese enchiladas, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, they listen to the show up there. So,
And let's see if maybe somebody on the phone can figure out the first question. What's the first question?
The first question is, what year did the first women enroll at the State College of Mines and Metallurgy, which is, of course, now UTEP?
How hard is that, Richard?
Hey, how are you doing this morning?
Good morning.
Good morning. You need an answer?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Okay, 1916.
There you go.
Yay, we have a thumbs up on the radio from over in the corner here. And you knew that one, or you were paying attention, or both, right?
Yeah, because I was listening to the show again the second time. Since I won last Saturday, too, if you remember, Rich.
Oh, my God. Well, you really can't rim but more than once every 60 days. There's the problem.
Oh, okay.
But well, you got the answer.
I didn't get the one I got anyway. So.
Well, it's the way they run things here. I mean, we can take your info down if you want to come. But they'll catch you and they'll put you in jail.
Did you pick up?
Okay. They handcuffed me and everything.
They handcuffed you. Perp walk you right out the front door.
They tell the IRS.
but you
okay,
did get.
I blew the question. I'll get off.
All right. Well, thanks for trying. You take it easy. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Bye-bye.
I guess we got to remind people that you can only win every 60 days.
Read that whole thing.
Oh, yeah. Basically, this radio station policy is one person in a household may win a prize every 60 days. So since you know who you are, Richard. Don't play this trivia contest if you have won in the last 60 days. Prize lady will know how you know who you are, and when you show up, she will take her ruler out and smack your knuckles.
Well, she'll just give you the prize. She's not really violent about that.
And you have 10 business days to pick up your prize here at the station.
But there was another question right behind that.
I know.
Let's ask these guys our question. Tell you what,
we could throw that one out.
Yeah, we'll give them the question over here. No, I mean, there's nobody out there.
Oh. Well, I mean, they haven't.
You want to try it anyway?
Let's try that one.
Okay, what's the question?
Okay. What were the names of the first women that enrolled at the State School of Mines?
We'll take one or the other.
They can leave both or one or the other.
Yeah, we'll do that. So, anyway.
And we mentioned those in the first hour.
We did. So what? Now what? Right, we got to take another break here and come back and talk about women. Well, thank you all for you picked the prize, okay?
Yes.
But since he won the thing, but he didn't get the thing, let's give you the prize. Why not? Yeah, we're going to. And if you can make it to Pepe's today, it's a $20 certificate that you can cash in and use today. How's that sound?
That sounds fabulous.
That sounds wonderful. Thank you.
Today you said you had to go back and make the exhibits happen.
We're working on the exhibit at the Student Union, second floor. You can come see what the contribution, what a book looks like in a museum exhibit setting.
Okay, then you're going to have to do your Pepe certificate some other time.
We'll do it some other time.
We'll get you guys a certificate. All right, taking a break here, call us up or Facebook us,
They can Facebook us at the El Paso History Radio Show Facebook page, and I'll soon have the picture of our guests up. And trying to get over your notifications. I'm going blind in my old age, too. Here we go.
We got the pickup. Have you noticed we have the pickup over there on the radio show?
Carlos Alarcón likes our show. We got some others. Let's see, we got Judy
Rod Rodriguez,
Castillo,
Daniel
Ramos.
Lehman, Daphne Hamill. Do you know how many people have seen this since I put this up Thursday night?
Just a few.
2,896 people have seen this picture. And it doesn't even look like you two over here.
No, I think we're a little bit more charming than a painting.
Well, you're in one of those windows hanging out there. Enough of this. Let's take a break. Shall we do that?
Yes, we shall. Give us a call at 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Go to ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history and for podcasts of our weekly radio show and for a list of area stores that carry our DVDs like El Paso's Waco Tanks, Mexican Revolution sites in El Paso, and Legends of El Paso's Mountains. 18 titles in all, plus links to dozens of TV stories about El Paso area history. Go to ephistory.com for a journey into El Paso's amazing history. ephistory.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-600-3166. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-600-3166. That's 1-800-600-3166. 1-800-600-3166.
All loans subject to lender approval must be in business 1 year and have $100,000 in annual revenue. If your goal is to take your small business to the next level, there's something you're going to need above all else. Money. Fortunately, we're talking with someone who's no stranger to helping small businesses. Barbara Corcoran from TV Shark Tank.
Listen, all companies need capital, and when it comes to capital, no one knows small business like OnDeck. OnDeck has delivered over $6 billion in loans, and having earned an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, it's no wonder why 9 out of 10 customers would recommend OnDeck to a friend. There's no obligation, and you could receive a loan decision in minutes and funding in as fast as one business day. Over 50,000 small businesses have already received the loans they needed, and so could you.
Speak with our U.S.-based loan specialist and find out how much you qualify for now by visiting us at OnDeckLending.com. That's OnDeckLending.com. OnDeckLending.com.
Let me ask you a question. How long has it been since you've updated your home or business list of assets or property inventory? In the case of a loss by fire, theft, or natural disaster, the insurance company and police will ask for detailed descriptions and often require pictures as proof of ownership. If you can't remember, you can't recover. Contact Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Our process provides detailed documentation of what you own. There is no price tag on peace of mind. Call 915-581-7099.
Of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We have our guests here today. We're talking about studying women. You'd think a lot of men would want to do that.
They do, but it's a different type of study.
However, we'll get to them in just a moment. Archaeology Society is being big time here. The featured speaker on April 15th is Mike Bilbo, and Bilbo's going to talk about the Bataan Death March. Not Bilbo Baggins, Mike Bilbo.
No, I know.
But the Bataan Death March is a serious event, and the annual Memorial Marathon is at the El Paso Archaeological Society, 2 o'clock on Saturday the 15th, talking about this stuff, and that's at 4301 Trans Mountain Road. It was a big deal, horrific experience. But he'll explain some of the things that go on out there about that walk. Also, Museum of Archaeology lecture series on the 22nd, Dr. Josiah Heyman.
Heyman.
You guys know him.
Yes, he's our colleague.
Of course you do. But he's going to talk about the U.S.-Mexico transborder region, a new synthesis. And then the members and archaeology stuff's going to happen. There's another thing going on the 29th of April on Saturday by Patricia Gilman. And that's Beautiful Pottery, Ordinary Architecture, and Scarlet Macaws. The Members Archaeology.
That's right.
Interesting
and
stuff.
Don't miss the Tin Goose is back, or better known as the Tri-Motor Ford, which is in town. It's an airplane. It is a fantastic plane. We were out there at the airport, and Bernie and I flew in it. What an amazing airplane.
It's a big box just leaves.
Yeah, but it's the 1920s, I think, was when it was built, if I'm correct. 30s. And it's going to be out at the War Eagles Air Museum. And this is a kind of a fundraiser event, and they come out every year. And you can ride on this plane. I mean, it is amazing. To get this feeling, it's one of the first cross-country planes, and it's very, very impressive. And if you know them really well and you pay a little extra, you can actually ride up with a pilot, which I have a friend that's doing that this year.
It's noisy.
It's noisy, but it is a blast. They take you out and fly you out around the Upper Valley in El Paso, and it is just so much fun. So I suggest this is going to be, they're coming in on Thursday the 20th through April 23rd. And the times I'm looking for here.
Call them up. They'll tell you.
Give them a call. Well, I'm looking for
it's
the phone.
It's going to be daytime. I will tell you that.
I don't even have their phone number, do I? I don't have a
War
phone
Eagles.
Number.
You can find War Eagles.
Go online to the War Eagles Museum or call information and they'll have it. But also they have, you can get discount tickets can be purchased online at flytheford.org. But I'm telling you, if you're looking for a unique anniversary gift or something, give this person. It's not that expensive. It's a wonderful once-in-a-lifetime type. It's not a bucket list type.
Not everybody has one of these. You can get one.
I had a blast. It was great.
We're talking about women's studies at the University of Texas at El Paso. Dr. Gina Nunez-Mascheri and P.J. Vieira, a doctor Ph.D. dude. Yeah, I would say so. Well, I mean, it takes some effort to get that, didn't it?
Yes, and a lot of coffee.
Yeah, see? So people should respect the fact that you've done that.
A lot of power drinks and coffee.
You've done that. So, but also, we're talking about celebrating 100 years of women at UTEP. You found out there's been 100 years of that. Pick a doctor here. What do we need to know about some of these things?
I mean, so I want to share with you that we're having the 8th Annual Women's History Conference, and that it's April 11th and April 12th.
Very soon.
Yes, and for all our UTEP alumni, our UTEP former employees, our retired faculty, retired staff, we want to invite you back to campus. We have a major photograph opportunity, a huge picture that we're taking together to celebrate 100 years of women at UTEP. And that's going to be at the Centennial Plaza. And it's in front of the geology building and in front of the administration building. So we're meeting at 8:45 a.m. On April 12th.
What day of the week is that?
So that's Wednesday.
Wednesday.
April 12th. Write it down. Try to get to campus by 8:30 and get into the picture at 8:45. And then you're going to be part of a historical picture that recognizes 100 years of contributions of women. Because we know, and we've had this conversation with Dr. Natalicio, how many women have already retired? How many people have given so many years of their lives to our institution, to our region? And so this is a way of gathering them and asking them, come to campus. We want to see you. We want to welcome you back to campus and thank you. And then after that picture, we're walking back into the student union, and Dr. Natalicio will be doing her keynote, a reflection of 100 years of women at UTEP.
Well, a lot of people just know UTEP as Dr. Natalicio's always been there.
Yeah, she's been there almost since we moved here.
I don't remember a previous president, to be honest with you.
30 years. She's been there 30 years. Yeah. She's the longest-serving university president in the U.S. Yes, PJ?
Currently sitting, yes.
And she makes some serious inroads into different things. The research is huge under her.
Amazing inroads and national recognition.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not something that she takes full credit for. She'll say, you know, I can't do this without everybody here who's working so hard to make UTEP what it is.
Well, she didn't make that basketball team win that championship, but she was sure happy they did.
Sure.
And that was before her time, but a little bit.
But she's been really important, I think, in recognizing that.
She's a graduate of UTEP, am I correct?
No,
she's not.
No.
I was trying to find out then.
She's St. Louis University.
Oh, St. Louis. Okay.
As a matter of fact, this month, she's going back to give their commencement address.
Oh, isn't that cool?
A couple of weeks.
That's
it's
way cool.
It's about time.
Very
they invited
good.
Her. But she's a graduate of University of Texas.
Okay.
We had talked earlier, actually during the break, about a lot of things about women in the early days. 1916 was the first woman at UTEP. But also that is the 100th anniversary of the 1916 to 2016, 100th anniversary of the Women's Club of El Paso's clubhouse. Now, their organization is actually much older than that. Mm-hmm. They began in 1894, I believe. Is it 84? 94.
Oh, yeah.
It goes way back because they formed a club back then. And we were talking about how a lot of the women's club things also are part of the UTEP legacy and the UTEP history.
Absolutely. PJ was telling us about the women who helped, they put furniture and they put curtains in the dorms. They were just really cold rooms. And here comes the women's club and said, let's do something. Let's make our students feel at home.
Well, your studies really need to take a look at this crowd at the women's club. They really do.
We had also the Women's Auxiliary, which started as a sponsors club, but they worked hand in hand with the women's club.
There was a lot of the same people.
Yes, there is.
A lot of crossover. They were responsible for the first dedicated building on campus to women. They built a changing room on campus.
That's a concept.
Yes. So there was a place just for women at that time. And then they brought lots of furniture and sponsored a lot of the organizations on club.
And go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say he's losing his mic.
Am I losing?
It's because you're a guy.
Yeah.
it's a women's club show here. I'm not sure, Sergio. What can we do about that? Just bang on the pipes again. There you go. That maybe helped it out.
Jack, am I there?
Try one more thing in live radio. How's that help? No.
We have another mic here. Grab that one. And Doc, you take the other one here. I'll turn that one on. We'll just What is making mics happen here?
That one's live.
Nothing like live radio.
Just grab that mic and turn it where you need
and
it.
And yours should be working.
Yes, yeah, just turn it straight at you.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Mic 101. Here we're all here. So, Dr. Vera, you've got, why are you involved in this? I'm Women's Studies, you're a guy.
Well, my first name is PJ. I think that confused a few people.
I see. Now, from there, how do we get to where we're going?
I was involved in the original research that was done for Centennial Celebration.
Oh, okay.
So I put together a lot of stuff, and we had a lot of biographies that we did that we couldn't use. And then when Gina came to me and Dr. Donna Eccles and said, hey, we want to do this, I said, hey, I think I know what could help us in this. So we brought out all this research, and we used it to put together this book of ours, 100 Years of Women at UTEP.
So that's kind of a focus right now, is to get this book. And you have a proof set.
We have a proof with us.
But you don't have the final book sitting here yet.
The book will be, it's actually being pre-ordered and will be available April 12th at the Student Union.
Who's printing it?
Well, it's published by Texas Western Press.
Oh,
it's
good,
the
okay.
University's yeah. imprint.
Yeah, they're a very good company. They've got some yeah. wonderful
right.
selections.
So you've got a conference coming up this week. You want everybody there for a picture on Wednesday morning.
8:45, Centennial Plaza.
And then go
plan
in.
Plan ahead with parking and traffic.
And then go in for the conference.
And go in and listen to Dr. Antalicio, do her reflection and her discussion of 100 Years of Women at UTEP.
And somewhere in here, there's a book going to happen.
At 12 noon, at the second floor of the Student Union, we have a union gallery. And so we have members of our editorial team right now working on that gallery space to make sure everything is in check by Tuesday when people come to pick up their books and to see these big poster sizes of the women and their stories. So you're going to walk into a gallery and see history come alive. You're going to see the stories of these amazing women and what their contributions were to UTEP.
Well, what are some of the – we've talked. Are the two women we talked about that were first enrolled, are they part of that or – does it have to be somebody that has done something beyond that?
Well, we've selected several. I think one of the biggest challenges when people say, tell us, select five. Well, we have 100 yeah. years of women.
Oh, my God.
So that's always a challenge. But let me tell you about Kathleen Worrell. Because if you see UTEP on the beautiful highway and look to the left, there it is, right? And so it's such a breathtaking campus. And people tell us, you have such a beautiful campus. We host binational conferences. We host a lot of conferences on campus. So to have people step on the campus and just look around and be in awe of how beautiful this space yeah. is. Well, I'd like to do a shout out and recognize the contributions of Kathleen Worrell. So few women have left their mark on UTEP as much as Kathleen Worrell. She was born in 1870 in Germany. Kathleen Worrell immigrated to the United States as a child around 1875. So as a young woman, she entered a short story contest in Collier's Weekly magazine. When her entry, The Gossamer Web, earned her first prize, she decided upon a career as a writer. So in 1896, Kathleen married Thomas Greig. However, marriage did not confine her to the home. In 1900, the Four Track News, a national travel magazine, commissioned Kathleen to embark on a Nellie Bly-esque escapade.
Oh. Bly-esque.
Bly-esque. What does that mean?
You don't know Nellie Bly.
She's
a woman, and she was
she
a journalist.
Around the world.
A journalist.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
One of those.
So
huh?
She showed up.
Yeah, she traveled around the world in less than 80 days.
By train. That's what I know, that she traveled by train.
I want to see her get across the Atlantic
on
a train.
I'm trying to remember the other one we had that rode by bicycle around the world, and in I can't remember how many days, but she did it in less than a year, and she came through El Paso on a bicycle in the 1800s.
That's amazing.
That's right.
So the Worrells returned to El Paso in 1914 after Mr. Worrell was appointed dean to the new State School of Mines and Metallurgy. By this time, Ms. Worrell had joined the women's suffrage movement. So we have suffragists. People who were fighting for women to have the right to vote in our country. So her travels around the world allowed her to speak about the international suffrage movement. So our local folks here were in communication with women all over the world and what they were doing to make sure that they had the right to vote. So she embraced the spirit and the sense of purpose, right? But not in a violent way. She was very pacifist oriented. She continued writing and painting as well as dabbling in the news interest. But one of her biggest contributions was the contribution of the UTEP architecture, right? You want to talk a little bit about that, PJ?
Well, as we know, what happened is that the State School of Mines, which was originally located out by Fort Bliss, they, after Pancho Villa did his little escapade in New Mexico, in Columbus, New Mexico, it became very clear the school couldn't remain out by Fort Bliss. It was being surrounded now by over 100,000 troops and their horses and mules. Got pretty nasty out there. So they knew they had to relocate, and then there was a fire, and that just pushed the issue.
There you go.
But they pretty much knew at that time that they were going to move to a place somewhere on the Franklin Mountains where they could have a practice mine. So they envisioned that this new school was going to be in the mountains, and Kathleen came forward with a copy of a National Geographic magazine from 1914, which was a photo issue on Bhutan. And very few people knew anything about Bhutan at that time. So they used these photographs, and she was working with Charles Gibson, another noted architect here in El Paso at the time, and they came up with the first renderings of what buildings would look like using these Bhutanese styles, which included these big, broad roofs, these dark horizontal band lines at the top, and battered bombardment walls that slope. You know, they taper down.
It's like a fortress.
It is a fortress. Yeah. Because a lot of these buildings were built on the passes to Tibet, you know, and their protection. And then they became their lamaseries. They became the places. They became temples.
Well, they were on the Silk Trail, weren't they?
They were south of that.
Oh, south of that.
See, that's why Tibet... That's why a lot of times the buildings were confused during our history for as being Tibet.
Yeah.
Okay, Bhutan and Tibet are related because they were a lot of Bhutan was settled by migrants from Tibet many centuries ago. But they were separate nations. They are separate entities.
Similar culture, but yeah.
Similar cultures, but they were very separate.
And they're related to the Himalayas. So you know, these are people living to the high in the highlands, the mountains.
But the point is you needed mountains.
You needed mountains.
So we had some mountains left over.
Yes.
That looks very much like that area.
You know, but of course now, you know, if you were to go to Bhutan, a lot of people from UTEP have traveled to Bhutan. You know, it really doesn't look a lot like the Himalayas. Really, don't look a lot like the Franklin Mountains. Yeah. But
it's all
in this certain small context, it did.
Yeah. It did,
and it was astonishing once it was done. The people of El Paso embraced it. They loved it when it was first published in the El Paso Herald Post back.
It made a big splash here. I hate to interrupt you, but we need to take one more break here this hour. Come back and talk more about Tibet and the. Actually, Bhutan.
The Bhutanese.
And the experience of Bhutan here. All right. Call us up if you think you got something to contribute, all right?
At 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the Juan and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-224-5353. That's 1-800-224-5353. 1-800-224-5353. Or go to SelectQuote.com.
We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hey, News Radio 690 listeners. You always tune in to us to stay informed. Well, here's one you need to know about. The happiest day on earth is the Sun City Craft Beer Fest, powered by iHeartMedia. It's happening Saturday, April 29th, 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Downtown Convention Center Plaza. Check out over 150 craft beers, plus live music, art, giant beer games, free brewing lessons from the pros, food trucks, a liquor garden, and a lot more. The Sun City Craft Beer Fest, April 29th, presented by El Paso Live. Find out more at suncitybeerfest.com.
Save thousands on the Michael Phelps Swim Spas and Hot Tubs by Master Spas and build your dream backyard at the Hot Tub and Swim Spa Expo at Sunland Park Mall this weekend. For details, log on to BigSpaExpo.com or call 855-BIG-EXPO.
This month at participating Napa Auto Parts stores, buy a Napa bucket for $2.99, and for almost anything you stuff into it, you'll get 20% off. You heard that right. A bucket that gets you 20% off. That's Napa know-how. While supplies last, minimum of 3 items.
Your forever friend is waiting for their forever home. News Radio 690 and the Humane Society of El Paso are finding homes for some of the most grateful rescues in the city. Log on to KTSMradio.com and enter the keyword pets to see adorable pictures of pets waiting for a new forever home. Forever Friends is brought to you by Pet Heroes Grooming, 6304 Edgemere near Geronimo and 5360 North Mesa. Helping find forever homes for forever friends. From the Humane Society of El Paso and News Radio 690.
Now, more of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Got to tell you about the International Siglo de Oro Drama Festival for 2017. Starts on April 19th through the 22nd. It's at the Chamizal National Memorial Theater. The tickets are free, but they don't just give them to you when you show up. You got to come a little early to get the tickets. They open up the doors at 5:30 for the 7 p.m. production. And sometimes they're out of tickets by the time they get to 7 o'clock. So good luck with that. On April 19th.
Then you'll see drama.
They talk about drama, free drama. April 19th, on the 20th, on the 21st, and the 22nd. They've got all kinds of stuff going on. Basically, they take the writings of a bygone age in Spain, and they make it clear that these plays still have messages for the contemporary audience. That's what they got for you.
That's what they've got, and I have what the local flavor of beer in El Paso.
Beer?
That'll get, yeah, everybody beer?
Beer?
Nobody was listening to the show all of a sudden. Beer? Beer? We're listening now. Beer. Thursday, April 27th at 6 p.m. at the El Paso Brewing Company, so you can have a glass of beer while you're hearing about beer.
It better be in a bottle.
Yeah, better be. It's at 810 Texas Street, and it's you're going to have this gentleman. Where is his name?
Bill.
Bill.
In the bottle, Bill?
Bill Lockhart. There he is. Okay, I apologize. Let me just read it directly. Join us at the El Paso Brewing Company for a short talk on the history of beer in El Paso with Bill Lockhart, who has been a guest on the show, a local researcher and historical and archaeologist on bottles, and he's founding member of the Bottle Research Group.
Wouldn't you think?
Yeah, go figure. You know, he had to go through a lot of beer to get there.
Yeah.
This short talk will be followed by a tasting of local brews from the El Paso Brewing Company, and this is part of the Community Engagement Foundation, and Jamie Nodler, you can call her at 915-212-3163, and you can pre-register or go to the El Paso Museum of History gift shop, because this is, of course, the El Paso Museum of History
is
sponsoring
deal, yeah.
this, yes,
yeah.
And you can register there on site, and then again, you can call the general number also, which is 212-0320, that sounds like a lot of fun. And the fee
beer.
Is only $10 for members and $20 for non-members, 21 and older.
How much beer does that include? We don't know.
I don't know.
Not even a bucket, I'll bet you. No. What would you do with a bucket
of beer? But they're
having
samples, so it probably...
What the heck would you do with a bucket of beer if they give you...
You bring friends.
Well, you bring a couple of straws, I guess. I mean, that just gets kind of weird to think about.
Beer and straws, yes.
We're almost out of here this hour, but we got this crowd in here for another hour here. We got Dr. Gina Nunez-Macheri and P.J. Vieira, and they're talking about the women's studies at UT El Paso. Give me a 30-second summary of what this department does and what your conference does.
So we're a program. We bring history, culture, awareness of women in the media, global feminisms, local feminisms, border feminisms to the table. We add a lot of value to our students' education in terms of gender awareness. We use this word called intersectionality.
Oh, dear.
Gender, class, race, ethnicity, all influence how you see yourself and how others see you.
But you don't hate guys. We just don't study guys.
Actually, I'm glad you said that because we have a lot of men taking our courses. It's women and gender studies. And we have classes on masculinities, on hip-hop.
And you got PJ over here teaching something, right?
History. Right? We collaborate. I think we look at each other and we say, there's a lot we can do together.
We're coming back next hour to do this again. Melissa, are you going to be here?
I think so.
And bring your tooth with you?
I'll bring my tooth with me.
Good luck with that.
My one and only.
See you after the news.
Thanks for listening to the El Paso History Show. There's another hour to go, so please stay tuned. This hour is brought to you by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita. EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. We'll be right back after the news right here on News Radio 690 KTSM El Paso.